Native music today is a full spectrum of tunes from ancient traditional songs, chants, and hymns to rock, jazz, and hip-hop. This time on Contemporary Rhythms, Milt Lee travels to Dakota country to meet Jackie Bird, a talented contemporary musician and composer.
Jackie Bird lives in a small town in eastern South Dakota. It's practically a village and has become somewhat of an artist community. Jackie is Dakota, enrolled with the Sisseton, Wahpeton, Sioux tribe. Her house is actually a part of a small complex that includes two houses and a state-of-the-art recording studio. The sound of birds greets me as I get out of the car, and I smile to myself. The place is a real bird sanctuary.
It's an old, old farmhouse.
Yeah.
Really old.
But you guys totally redid it. They must have torn a part of a wall out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this used to be a bedroom, but we tore that out.
Beautiful framed paintings. Natural wood and tile floors. Large sunny windows. Jackie wears a baseball cap. Tells me she hasn't done her hair yet. In her arms is a gorgeous guitar with a hand-painted face. Jackie did the painting, and the guitar looks as much a part of her as her hair or eye color.
I was born in 1966, and I travel all over the world singing contemporary and traditional, and sometimes contemporary and traditional combined. And I also am a hoop dancer. I do some puppetry also, and I work with youth a lot. My mother's an artist, my dad's a musician, and so that's all I've ever grown up with. And that's why I do the things I do, is I'm really inspired a lot by the creator.
I once saw Jackie perform at Little Wound School on the Pine Ridge Reservation. She was opening for the Indigo Girls. Dressed in white buckskin, only one word comes to mind for her stage presence: electric.
I started out with a single called Lovesick Blues, and then I did another single with Honey Love Me on there, and then I did another single with Just Because. Then we combined everything together and we did a family CD called Featherstone in Concert.
So when you record these now, do you have other musicians other than like your dad?
Just my dad and myself.
You guys just do
That's it.
Gordon Bird, her father, has been a musician since the early 70s and has his own record label called Featherstone. He played on and produced all of her CDs. Jackie's early music combines a bluesy rock sound spiced with traditional Dakota melodies. Her first big hit was called Lovesick Blues.
Right after graduation, I got married, and then I had my two daughters, and then in 1990 is when we released our single of Lovesick Blues to Keeley Radio. And then that's when they said they were playing it every half hour. There were so many requests.
Do you want to sing that for me?
Away from you, I always get these lovesick blues.
Where did that come from for you? I mean, it was just like...
Flanger Indian School. I was a part of Indian Club, and then I was also a part of Rock Band. There's a class called Rock Band, and I was the drummer. And one day when our teacher wasn't there, it was supposed to be just study time, and I picked up the guitar, and I was just learning how to play guitar. And so then I like to sing Indian too. So just one day I was working it out like this. And then I just combined the two. Just because you loved me, I don't need your love. Lord, I don't wanna go through this. Poison energy led to a mess. Life's so precious, I don't wanna waste it.
In her baseball cap, Jackie looks like a girl. It's hard to believe, but she's a mother and a grandmother. When I compare her earlier sound to this new movement, that strength comes through.
Only you can take this, take it, oh please take this pain. A lot that I want to share. Dakuwaka Ishkanshka, the sacred movement of Creator. My dad always would tell me, when you're making songs for the heart, you have to make them from the heart. So that's why whenever I make songs, I always make sure there's an element around, like by the water or by fire or under the stars, the clouds outside. Wherever, sometimes traveling down the interstate.
Outside in the yard is a large camper bus. Jackie says the bus is her mom and dad's. She prefers her convertible.
I travel in my little convertible. Because I like to have the clouds or the stars.
For Wisdom of the Elders, this is Milt Lee in Bushnell, South Dakota.
Contemporary Rhythms is written and produced by Milt Lee of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and his wife Jamie Lee, who live and work in Rapid City, South Dakota. Check out their website, realres.com, for more of their work.